Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bikaji Foods International Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Gyanchandani from Essential Technologies. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to Bikaji Foods International Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. From the management, we have today Mr. Rishabh Jain, CFO, and Mr. Manoj Verma, COO. Now, I request Mr. Rishabh Jain to take us through the key opening remarks. After that, we can open up the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and I thank on behalf of Bikaji Foods to all the investors. So from deck perspective, so we have seen a very strong quarter in the third quarter, basically. So from revenue perspective, we're growing at 23% overall value growth and close to 30% volume growth. The main key point is that in ethnic snacks, which is a core category, we're growing at 22% volume growth. That's the first time in the last many years we're growing at volume growth at such level and seen a strong growth across all core markets and focus markets. Sweets, of course, it's a shift of quarter. Last year, it was in second quarter. It was more of Diwali season this year, third quarter. So sweets overall grown at much upward of close to 80% in YOY over last year. But overall, the volume growth was close to 29%-30%. From EBITDA perspective, so we have grown at close to 36%, and EBITDA was 75 crore rupees. So compared to last quarter, of course, we've seen some dip in gross margin, which is close to 31.5% versus last quarter was close to 32.8%. So there were two, three things, basically, which I want to highlight. One, of course, was as third quarter, normally, it's the end of key seasons and starting of new season of key crop, key few commodity, like moong pulses, chana dal, peanuts. So normally, in November and December, new crop comes in from November into December, and old crop is ending. So basically, we have seen key rises in few raw material, like wheat, chana, be chana dal, which is a core commodity. And during Diwali, it's a major usage in all key sowing, papri, and namkeens. So we have seen a rise in that commodity, which has impacted gross margin. And overall, but yeah, so that's in third quarter, normally, we see that type of rises. And in fourth quarter, as new crop comes in, price comes in stable. So our overall year target of gross margin was close to 32%, and we'll be on track of yearly gross margin target. From PAT perspective, it's close to 46 crore rupees. PAT and overall, at a YTD level till our PAT was close to 147 crore rupees till December quarter. So from nine months number, so we are at close to 14% growth compared to last quarter and close to 17% volume growth, where ethnic snacks is growing at close to 19%. Our EBITDA is growing at close to 52%, and we had touched EBITDA of close to 28 crore rupees, crossed last year EBITDA number in this quarter. Our PAT is close to 147 crore rupees. From key snapshot point of view, so we delivered highest volume growth, as spoken about, close to 9.5% volume growth. From brand perspective, so we have renewed Amitabh Bachchan contract for next 2 years in October, mid-October. Also shooted close to 12 new ad films, which had started in TV and radio. From family pack perspective, of course, this quarter three is big on sweets and gifting. So it comes in family pack, and overall family pack contribution is close to 59.3%. From distribution perspective, so distribution is a core, and that's where we are focusing on as of now. So as of now, we have touched close to 2.3 lakh outlet directly and added close to 23,000 outlet. And in next 2 years, our target is to be at least at close to 3.5 lakh outlet. That's the target we are taking on. From export perspective, as we have started USA, our subsidiary in USA in last quarter, we also expanded direct distributor footprint in UAE. In this quarter, our frozen capacity started. Frozen plant commercial production is started in November, and in next 2 quarters, there will be a lot of new R&Ds, new product development in this quarter, in next 2 quarters, and we'll be close with all the capabilities, and we have hired good talent in R&D in our frozen capacity from delayed to frozen capacity. In next two quarters, we are majorly focusing on fixing few products, few protein frozen segment. From ROE, ROC perspective, so our ROE is 20% and ROC 27%. Currently, we are at overall utilization level, we are at close to 47-48%, depending category. When we have a target is to use this cap, take this capacity to 75-80% in coming years, and once we use this, our ROE and ROC will increase at a reasonably good level. From our efficient, in this quarter, our Hanuman Foods, which will ensure 100% subsidiary, has got merged. We got approval from NCLT and got merged, and this will be bringing a lot of efficiency in duplication of work, and this will improve our overall efficiency. From reward recognition perspective, we have because he has awarded supply chain leader award in F&B category from ISCM. These are we are into six key product category. One is bhujia. We are core in bhujia, namkeens, packaged sweet, papad, western snacks, and other snacks. Other snacks include lot of other different category, be it gifting, maida item, cookies, frozen segment. So that's a key category we are into. From key capacity perspective, so basically we have close to 2.88 lakh metric ton capacity. Our overall utilization is low, between 46-48%. That's where we started last year with 40-42% to 40, taken to 47-48%. So in last 2.5-3 years, our major investment has been done. Of course, it was mainly due to PLI. We got good PLI benefit from Government of India, and close to 261 crore rupees subsidy we got. And it's in, we'll get in next 6 years, but we got approval. And that's how we increase the capacity in a core market, be it Assam, Rajasthan and Bihar, and in focus market, all key focus market, be it UP or in southern part of India. Frozen plant has came into commercial production. Raipur plant will come in March, so this will cover central part of India. So largely this capacity will suffice next 2-3 years of growth. And we have increased capacity majorly in namkeen and western snacks category. And namkeen is showing good amount of growth in our overall ethnic snacks category. Over to Manoj ji.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Talking in terms of distribution, and when I say distribution is about direct reach. So December end, we have touched or reached a direct coverage of 2.31 lakh outlets directly, and the target for us, what we have, which was 2.5 lakh by end of this financial year, the team is well on track to deliver those numbers. Also, to strengthen our distribution, what we did was we opened few CFAs in last quarter two, that is the two CFAs, you know, which came up in UP. This was in Ghaziabad and also in Varanasi. Now what we are doing is we are also coming up now with CFAs at Raipur and also at Delhi. So these two new more CFAs will be coming up to help and support our direct service. Talking on the marketing front, so quarter three was very busy quarter for us in terms of now marketing activities and initiatives. We were heavily on air, and they were likely so because, you know, that's a very high quarter for gifting and for sweets business. There were a lot of campaigns which were there. As Rishabh spoke about, we have already extended Amitabh Bachchan's contract as our brand ambassador for next two more years. We also, you know, have shooted few new more films which are more category focused rather than being generic. We also sponsored the Pro Kabaddi League. We are the co-sponsor there. We were there on KBC, which is one of the most viewed channel. If we look at on NDTV, we talk about, so those were the marketing ATL spends, what we did. Not only ATL, we heavily invested behind our BTL marketing activities across both core and focus states. And these activities involved, say, bus painting, dealer boards, arcs in the store, in-store activation. We were also heavy on the social media. So Instagram, if we look at, so there's a upswing of 33.8% in our Instagram users. On the gift packs and sweets, there were, you know, huge range what we did in this quarter three. not only did we stay at domestic marketing, now we did spend on our overseas marketing spends as well. So to name few, we sponsored Badshah Life program, which was there in London, and Bikaji was the sponsor there. We got very good, huge response there, the kind of responses what we got. Other than that, you know, in the other part of the globe, you know, we did, you know, on-ground activation by even sponsoring and sampling opportunities during the festival season. Well, I would want to now harp on once again that, you know, this is also part of our, one of our PLI incentive, what we have bagged. This is about, you know, getting 23 crore rupees back as incentive from government on a committed investment of 46 crores on media in the overseas market. Talking on the business performance, so while this will be repetitive, I'll quickly run you through again. So quarter three, we talk about, so overall volume growth YOY is 29.5%. Revenue growth, if we look at, is 22.9% YOY quarter three. Ethnic snacks is 15.4% revenue growth. Packaged sweets has witnessed a whopping growth of 82.8%. Western snacks is 9.9% and Papad has grown at 8.8%. Quickly giving you an overview on YTD achievement. So YTD volume growth is 16.7%. Revenue growth is 14%. Ethnic snacks has grown at 13.6%. Packaged sweets at 18.7%. Western snacks has delivered a 12.4% growth and Papad at a 2.1% in the value growth. Product mix, if you look at now, quarter three versus quarter three. So the only change, you know, major change what comes up is sweets contribution in this 24 quarter three is 18%, wherein it was 12% in last year quarter three. And this is again, you know, the reflection of a delayed Diwali this year. So therefore quarter three was heavy on sweets. Rest, more or less, the share of business across categories stays the same. If we look at now on a YTD basis, the share of business by category, you know, it's mirroring and well on track. So snacks is at 68.3%, wherein last year it was 68.6%. Sweets this year it's 14.8% on a YTD basis. Last year it was 14.2%. Western snacks 8.1% this year, 8.2% it was last year. Talking on Papad, last year it was 5.9%, wherein this year it is at 5.3%. And the rest others is 3.5% this year, last year it was 3%. So more or less the same. Briefly taking you through on the performance by our markets, how we define, which is core, focus and others. So core markets in quarter three has delivered a revenue growth of 11.5%. Focus market delivered a growth of 42.1%. And the other market has delivered a growth of 68%. Exports at 82.2%. So I would want to bring to the notice of audience that focus and other markets, you know, looks very high on a white, on a quarter basis growth, is again because of, you know, heavy sweets and gifting, wherein the contribution of gifting and sweets is very high in the focus and other markets. So it will be more relevant to look at, you know, on a YTD basis. So on a YTD basis, core markets is at 10.5% value growth, focus market at 22.7% growth, and others markets are at 24.1% growth. On a YTD basis, exports has delivered a growth of 28.6%. Our contribution from core and other markets, if we look at, so via quarter three, 24, core markets contribute to 67.5%, wherein last year, quarter three, it was 74.4%. Our focus market contributes to 15%, whereas last year it was 12.9%. And other markets contribute to 13.9%, wherein last year it was 10.2%. exports at 3.6%, wherein last year it was at 2.4% YOY. On a YTD basis, if we look at focus markets are at 70.6% contribution against 73 of last year. Focus market at 14.7% against 13.7 last year. Other markets at 10.9% versus 10 last year. And exports at 3.7% against 3.3% last year. Quickly giving you a glimpse on east, west, north, south, so zone-wise deliveries. So quarter three, east market has grown at 12.4%, north at 21.1%, south at 73.7%, and west at 52.8%. Again, you know, this is a reflection of heavy gifting and sweets contribution in southern and western markets, you know, which falls, most of them falls in our other of focus markets. Looking at our YTD performance by zone, so east is at 8.8%, north at 15.1%, south at 39.3%, and west is at 16.3% growth. Looking at the mix of family pack and the impulse pack, so this year, quarter three, family pack has contributed to 61.7%, vis-a-vis 58.6% last year. This is more of quarter three phenomena. It's more relevant to look at on a YTD basis, which is family pack contributes to 59.1%, which last year YTD was 58.4%.
Yeah. So from overall financial perspective, so our revenue is around close to 624 crore rupees, growing at 22.9%, and nine months FY24 is close to 1715 crore rupees. So from EBITDA perspective, so overall EBITDA was 12%. This was basically for two reasons. So one, of course, gross margin. So compared to overall, when we see last year, it has improved, but last quarter it has decreased close to 1.4% due to non-favorable key few pulses like chana dal and other key spices. And also our ad cost, basically when you see EBITDA, our ad cost has increased. So normally our overall year budget of ad cost is close to 2%. But in quarter three, we have spent it close to 3% ad spend. So normally our 70-72% ad spend is in second and third quarter, which is more of festive season compared to first and fourth quarter. So that's how our overall ad spend in near Diwali season is on a very higher side. All the campaign, be it KBC and everything is invested during Diwali season. That's how we are planning in ad spend. So overall from year perspective, our target is to be upper of 13% gross EBITDA and overall upper of 32% gross margin. That's how we are on track on this. So these are few key raw material impact, be it there are key raw material, be it edible oil, be it mood pulses, and these are few raw material which has impacted us. And from PLI perspective, so from PLI perspective, we are largely on track. Our overall, we are committed close to 451 crore rupees of investment, and we are on track until December. We have largely completed our investment target, and filing work is going on. And so this year, hopefully, we'll take all 3-year PLI income of FY 22, 23, and 24 once we complete overall PLI target of investment. Number two, that target was the key. Thing was sales, because we have to grow a minimum 10% of sales growth. We are on track on this, and we are way ahead of sales target what we have committed to PLI Government of India. So that's how from PLI perspective we are on track on, you know, from investment perspective, Raipur capacity to be built in, which we are on track, and by March first week we'll do a commercial production. We are targeting the same in March and March first second till March first before 15th of March. From financial performance perspective, so that's overall financials, and we are happy to answer all your queries and any questions. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Avnish Roy from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats on a good set of numbers. My first question is on 9 months, given quarterly numbers will be volatile based on the festival. So if I see your 9 months region-wise performance, Eastern India is much slower than rest of the three regions, growing at 9% versus rest of the regions growing at 15 to 39%. And even in Q3, Eastern region is the slowest. So my question is this because of El Nino impacting Eastern regions more, or is it because of some market share loss in Eastern India? Could you elaborate if category-wise Eastern India is facing any issue in terms of Western, sweets, or ethnic snacks from a 9 months perspective? Q3, please leave, because in festival, everything will do well, so that will mask the, any issue. So on 9 months, if you could elaborate on category-wise in Eastern India, what is the issue? What is the situation?
Yeah, Avnish, thanks for the question. So first of all, you know, I mean, I would once again want to clarify on South and West markets. So they're heavily, you know, the role of gifting and sweets is very high on that stuff, right? And it has worked extremely well. Talking about East, you know, to specific to your question. So two impacts. See, one is if you look at, you know, there was some Bihar, we felt little bit of slowdown there, and that's what is resulting. And I think you will see in the coming up quarter those corrections coming up in place. So that's the reason what has now come down. Whereas, you know, if we look at, you know, the northeast part of the country, so we are well on track in terms of, you know, cross categories growth are in line. But yes, Bihar is a very, very large market for us. So any change, any shift, you know, brings these numbers down.
So one follow-up on Bihar, your large size is the issue, or because of the monsoon vagaries in Bihar being more this time, that is the issue, or there is a competitive scenario change in Bihar?
No, I think you've already picked the answer to the question. Yes, no, if you look at this, it was early and delayed monsoons. If you look at, you know, the all these, you know, vectors or parameters, what it speaks about, you know, the Manrega spends, you know, the GDP slowdown, and also the monsoon, you know, and in fact, the which has brought down the rural consumption. So there was, I mean, what we feel, you know, basis our market visits, feedback and the data what we get, there is also, you know, some dullness, you know, in the category, which seems to be now picking up. I mean, so as we, you know, say in last 2-3 weeks is what we have started seeing the recovery, and things are falling back.
So my second question is on family packs. You seem to have done well because YOY on 9 months there is an increase. So wanted to understand what is driving this, because this should be a better gross margin business versus your impulse pack. Second related question is in terms of e-commerce plus modern trade. A lot of other FMCG companies, obviously they are in different other FMCG segments. Their modern trade plus e-commerce, including quick commerce, is now 20 to 30% of their revenue. For you, what is the number and what was it, say, 2 years back?
So one is that, you know, if you talk about, you know, our kind of a business, 20 to 30% is most unlikely kind of a number, right? Because this is more of a distributive product. You know, snacksnary business per se, if you talk about, is about 60 to 70% is 5 and 10 rupee pack, and, you know, which is not on e-com. So e-com normally sells the large or multiple packs. So that's one. You know, talking about our contribution, so it's about 8% business which comes from modern trade and e-com put together. And if we look at on a YTD basis, just the e-com business is about 2%.
And what's driving family packs being higher, YOY? Is that conscious strategy, or because it will be better gross margin, right?
No, so when we speak about family packs, so what happens is, you know, while we, you know, these numbers are there, But if you look at, you know, two of our categories are only in family pack, and which contributes to about 20% of our overall business. So this is papad, wherein, you know, it's all family pack, and also the second category is sweets. And you know, in others, if we talk about, so which is about, know, you frozen or gifting and all that stuff. So they only have family pack. As I said, gifting sweets did very well. Papad is at 8.8% growth. So this has helped these numbers grow. But going forward, eventually you will see this number will be around 55-56% only, because our distribution would be riding on the small pack only.
And that could dilute margins?
See, we cover it. So it's a mix match of that stuff. So now if something dilutes, so something, you know, gives back to us as well.
Okay. Understood. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is with regards to the margin guidance that you have given, 13%. I'm assuming that is X of PLI, the 13% margin guidance.
Of course, yes. Because till now also we are at close 13.3% YTD EBITDA. So it cannot be including PLI. So in PLI income is not been recorded yet. It will be recorded in fourth quarter.
Yeah, so I mean the full year guidance is 13. So that is 13, and the PLI would be over and above that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And how about the guidance for the next, I mean, FY25 per se? You know, given that now most of the benefit from the RM is in base, and, you know, we have also taken some gramage hikes that we are giving to the clients. So what possible margins can we expect in FY25? At least
so large minimum. From next year perspective, FY25, our major focus will be on volume push. Our target is to be at least at volume of close to 16-18% volume growth. That's what we are targeting from volume growth perspective. And from EBITDA perspective, of course, we want to grow our EBITDA, because as and when we utilize our capacity, it will bring a lot of efficiency in across each line cost level. So, of course, we want to grow gross margin EBITDA every year on year.
Yeah, so, any guidance that you would like to share in terms of the gross and EBITDA margins for next year?
So, basically, from EBITDA level, of course, we want to be at least 0.5% above compared to last year, FY24. That's what we are targeting.
EBITDA margins.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And so, the next question is with regards to the growth, both in the Western snacks. So, Western snacks, you know, while we're increasing the capacity, I think the growth there is only 10% odd number. So any specific reason for that one? And also in the core market, the growth, you know, has been only 12% odd. So anything on that front, how are you looking at longer terms? Though there could be short term, effect because of the Diwali festival coming in. But on a longer term, growth numbers on this.
Yeah, so I'll take this question one. I think there are two set of questions. So I'll start with the latter one first. So core markets, if you look at notes, so what we spoke about, that Bihar is one of our core market, and hugely rural dominance. You know, if we see, you know, how the country or how the geographies has performed. So within, you know, across country, if you look at, so there has been a slowdown in rural, and which has been witnessed. Which has resulted our Bihar market, you know, the category slowdown, and that's the one of the reason that, you know, why is that our performance is little subdued in core markets. That's one. Second is also, let me tell you, you know, papad is very strong, you know, in this Bihar market, and papad got also slightly impacted because one of our USP is the handmade papad. And because of, you know, prolonged monsoons, production of papad was a major, major issue, because, you know, you don't get time to dry it up and all that stuff. And so therefore, you know, we could not meet the demand what it was in the market. And that has resulted, you know, even more badly the Bihar market. Going forward, what we see is we see complete recovery of Bihar market, because a lot of work which has gone behind and is a very important market for us. We shall bounce back there. Now to your first question on the Western snacks. So Western snacks, if you look at, so quarter three, you know, more of festivity, more of, you know, focus on rest of the stuff. So Western snacks, you know, get slightly defocused. But within Western snacks, if we slice it into two parts, so one is the chips, second is the other extruded part. So we have done pretty well on the chips part. It is on the extruded pack, wherein, you know, the performance has not been as good. And the reason for this has been that we are in the process of some rebranding, some, you know, rejuvenating the product. So that's what has, you know, taken this hit. This quarter four, again, you know, you will see these numbers turning around on this.
Okay. And so my last question is with regards to the frozen plant that has very recently come up. So, you know, what kind of benefits can we see with this plant coming up, both in terms of revenue growth and margins?
See, it's just got commissioned, you know, in the last quarter and last month of the last quarter. What is now undergoing is the lots of trials which are going. We have hired some best of the chefs, you know, these the culinary guys are there. So we are doing some lot of innovative stuff, which is more focused for the export market and eventually would come to a domestic market. But this process to settle down would take at least a couple of quarters. For now, what we'll do is that we have been into frozen business exports and which we will start, you know, producing it. In terms of revenue, what we see is that in another 2-3 years time, this would be generating about 200 crore kind of a top line. And in terms of margin, so margin would be in line with what we are getting. So this will not be a value margin eroding kind of a category. In terms of, you know, high margins, certain products, you know, going forward, I mean, too early to comment now. But yes, we'll also look at focus at some premium product, which would help us, you know, add value in terms of our EBITDA margins.
So it's just one last bit on the margin bit. You know, we understand that there has been some inflationary impact on the gross margin bit over this quarter. How do you see the margins ahead? Have you taken rollback some the grammage hike that we are giving, or have we taken any price cuts to adjust for this? How are we tackling the RM inflation in the chana and the other RMs?
So basically, you see, across all key raw materials, so largely new crop has came in December and Jan. So largely new crop has came in. Normally, price is normally done in key crop time. So we are not taking any price increase or any consumer pack reduced. So that's what it will continue at least for next 2-3 months. That's what we are targeting on. From gross margin perspective, of course, our target for the full year was about 32%, and we are on track on this. So we normally focus on that. If it's go below 32%, of course, we'll again take back our consumer pack, consumer promo offer, which we given close to 4-5 months back. That's our target. But we are on track on this, and we are taking tight control on a gross margin and EBITDA.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering my question, and that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Percy Panthaki from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one more question on your gross margin. Sequentially, it has gone down close to about 150 basis points. If I look at the information you have given on each commodity and what is the impact to the revenue on a sequential basis, like some of them are 0.37 negative and 0.19 positive and so on. So if I add that up, that is coming only to approximately 40 bips negative, which is much lesser than the drop in your gross margin. So what explains the remaining drop in the gross margin? Yeah.
So basically, these are few 4-5 commodity, but there are key increase in sharp increase in spices, which has impacted us. So overall, from RM and PM perspective, the overall impact was close to 0.9%. And balance 0.3-0.4% was due to product mix, due to some schemes which were given in third quarter. So overall, the overall impact was close to 1.4, but 0.9% was key due to RM and PM cost.
Understood. And regarding your PLI benefit, once it starts, once you start recognizing it, approximately on a quarterly run rate or a yearly run rate basis, what is it going to be as a percentage of your revenue on an ongoing basis?
So basically, it's not on percentage of revenue, it's fixed revenue which we'll get from government. So it's a 261 crore rupees subsidy which we'll get till FY27. And till FY24, we'll this year we'll book close to 100 crore rupees of PLI income, 97-98 crore rupees of PLI income we'll book this year. And so next year, FY25
next year?
So FY25 next year, it will be close to 47-48 crore rupees.
Okay, so that will translate to about 2% of sales, right?
Right, close to 2%.
So basically, if you are saying that 13% is what you are clocking without any PLI benefit and you don't see any drop in this 13% number next year, then with the PLI, your margin should be around that 15% mark. Is that understanding correct?
So see, that's a target. That's a target that we are taking on. But yeah, of course, all the key players, beat Haldiram, beat... all key players will get PLI income. So, of course, something we need to pass on, but our target is to be at least at this level. Because for some next year onward, once all the company will be sure that they will get PLI, of course, this will part of overall income, and this will be part of strategy to how they can improve more on business, more on volume growth. That's where all company will focus on.
Right. Coming to your focus states, can you give some data here in terms of in the focus states, what is the number of distributors and the number of outlets you reach today, and how does it compare versus a year or something, some point of time ago?
So basically, the focus market has done extremely well. We have put a lot of our sales team into focus state. We have started CFAs at this focus market. New distributors appointments. So a lot of work is going on, and it's in development phase. So of course, in next currently we are at very low market share level. We are at the top. We are at number four, number five player maybe in Ethnix next category. We want to be at number two player, at least in all focus market in next 3-4 years. That's a target we are taking on. But it's too early to tell on because we are very small in all the key focus markets.
Right. No, I was just asking about if you can give some idea. I mean, how do we as analysts track your input metrics into these states? So the input metrics that I can think of is the number of distributors and the number of outlets. So if you can help us understand how they have improved over the next 1 year, that gives us more confidence in understanding that if the inputs are in place, then the outputs will also start coming through.
Yeah. So let me take this question. So one is, more than distributor, what is critical is to see the touch point, on that where are we reaching directly on that stuff. Now CFAs, what we have done, distributors, super stockists, sub-distributors are the means to reach to these outlets, right? Now talking about, our distribution, in these states, if we look at, so we are covering over 80,000 outlets now in these focus states, which if we look back, when we started our journey, we were even less than, say, 35,000 kind of a stuff. So we have over doubled our reach of outlets in these focus markets. And you will see that going forward, most of the growth outlet increase would come from the focus markets only. So that's the input metric. And which is what is resulting, in the delivery, the numbers what we spoke about is the, because, throughput in focus market would be the last mile. Because once we are established brand, that's when the game will be around throughput. Today, it's about, reaching more stores and getting that output.
So, sir, this 80,000 is the direct coverage, right?
Yeah, correct.
Or is it the total? It's the direct, right? Not the total would be higher than that.
Of course.
Right. And any kind of targets you can share, let's say a couple of years down the line, this 80,000 will become what number?
So, this year we'll close our direct reach to it 2.5 lakh outlets, right? At the overall level, if I speak about in 2 years from now, so which is 25 and by end of 26. So March 26, our direct reach would be around 4 lakh outlets. That's the number what we are looking at, right? And there, you know, if you look at this number, the 80,000 what I'm talking is, in this 4 lakh outlets, it will be about 1.6 lakh outlets. 1.5 lakh plus would be from focus states only.
Okay. Very helpful. Thanks and all the best. That's all from me.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Vikrant Kashyap from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just a follow-up question on Western Snacks. So you have guided for 10% revenue contribution from FY 2025. But if you see last two quarters, the growth has been sub 8-9%. And if you look at the run rate historically also, how would we consider that you will reach 11% by FY 2025? But 9 months is again 8%.
If you look at Western Snacks, the very small contribution to our business, and now the focus or the key contributors has been the ethnic snacks, and then last two quarters, if we particularly speak about is gifting and sweets. So yes, now Western Snacks took a slight backseat, but within Western, if we look at chips has done well, so which is at about 17-18% volume growth, that's the number we are at. It is snacks which hasn't done well, primarily on account of that we are into rebranding phase. So that's where, you know, some stock issues, some liquidation of old pack and all. So I think that's purely internal. What we have said, we will stay with it, and you'll see in the coming quarter, this the Western snack story will get corrected.
Okay, so you stand by your guidance numbers?
Yeah, very right.
Okay, so previously mentioned that you are focusing on improving contribution from high margin products that will again drive your gross margins, also EBITDA margins. So which are these products, and can you also share category wise margin profile?
So basically, there are five, six products which are high on gross margin from Bikaji lens. Where we are focusing on, we have started our journey when it was close to 10-11% of overall business shares. Currently, it has reached close to 13.2-13.3% overall, to 13.5%. So overall, that's the reach, and our target is to take this to 18%. Overall, compared to overall gross margin level, they are at least close to 3-5% higher than average gross margin of Namkeens and Bhujia overall.
Okay, and one question only on product launches. Also, in last 9 months, could you please share what are your new product launches and how much they are contributing to revenue? And also, if you can share comparative numbers, say 2-3 back, what was that number?
So I think, see, there have been many launches, tweaking with the products and all. I think one which we can talk about, and we are glad to talk, is about Paneer Bhujia. So this is a variant of this, and this has done extremely well across market. In fact, we ran out of, the production capacity. I think in last couple of months is what we have tried to, to build this capacity, and we are now producing it beyond Bikaner market as well. So Guwahati is one other place where we have started its production. Patna, it will come up. That's one of the successful NPD which has come up now in recent times.
Okay. One question on market share data. So during your filings, you had shared some market share numbers category wise. Can you share what have been the improvements over there since listing? In each of the category or in key categories?
So, we are yet to get this data from Nielsen, right? And now we have shared our internal numbers, the growths, what we have, delivered. I think what we read and what we are, which is there in the public domain, is that this ethnic snacks category is growing at about 10% kind of a growth. And we are ahead of that stuff. So, which clearly speaks about that there is certainly a share gain. However, very soon or maybe in some time we'll be able, as we get this data from Nielsen, we'll be able to share these exact numbers, you know, to you in that case.
Okay, sir. Just last question on exports. So, you know, small base, we have seen growth this quarter and the 9 months also. And we have also increased our ad spends on exports market. So what are the, what kind of growth you are seeing in exports and what are the products that is driving that growth? And also, so see, you can talk about geographies as well.
So I think I'll answer one by one. So one is the products if you speak about. So frozen is the largest contribution now amongst the exports product portfolio, right? And till now, procuring it from outside, since we were not producing this stuff, now that with our capability and in couple of quarters, now this will be up and running in full-fledged stuff. So I think frozen category would witness the highest growth, right? That's one. Second is in terms of, you know, geographies you're talking about. So US now with the highest Indian diaspora now would be our focus market. Besides US, you know, it will be the other markets, you know, such as the Middle East, which does well for us. But no, it is not just few markets. We export to over 25 the countries around the globe. And we are seeing no positive response across. Internally, to build our capabilities, we have strengthened our exports team. In terms of growth expectation, we expect about 25% growth, you know, in next few years in these exports market.
Okay, sir. Just continuing on the exports, what is our distribution model there? And what are the retail stores, if you can highlight key names where we have that partnership with them? And second question on export, what is the margin profile? Is it similar to console level or it is higher?
Okay. So, Vikrant, now how it works is, I'll tell you, so it's a mix of both. So, it is, you know, a trading model also, wherein, you know, we have one distributor for the country and that's how exports market work and behave. And this is true for most of the companies, barring few. So, we have this one that, you know, for entire country, we have one, so which is a quasi CFA kind of a stuff for the country. He will in turn have his distribution network and do that stuff. You know, I'm sure you're aware of that now in the international market, there's no MRP regime like India wherein there is a fixed price. So each store would be selling at a different price, distributor could be selling at a different price. So it's a cost plus plus model abroad, right? So this is how it works. But yes, now if we talk about, you know, say Dubai, UAE, that's where, you know, we are trying to get into distribution model wherein, you know, we will be catering, servicing these outlets kind of a stuff. So this would be a different structure. While in rest of the places, the salesmen are on the distributor's payroll. We add, you know, to the distributor and then all costs is his. That's how it works. In terms of margin, so as I said, it's a cost plus plus model. So we give them X factory and we built in a margin and which is in line with our overall company's, you know, EBITDA margin kind of thing. That's how it works.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for answering my question. Wish you best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rupali, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, hello. First of all, congratulations for your good set of numbers. I would like to understand which kind of products are gaining momentum in the US and UAE market, what you have stepped in.
Yeah, so as I said, so frozen is the one, if you look at TG, the customer is the Indian diaspora, right? That's one. For us, if we talk about, it is more of a, it's more of the frozen part, right, wherein, you know, these are, you know, say, let's say samosas, kulchas, the variety of that stuff. Also, I would want to, you know, bring to your notice that it is not that market is not big. There are lots of exporters from India which are doing it, but maybe not as organized. I think the opportunity what we see for ourselves to emerge as a large and a major player there. We can get back on maybe on a one-on-one call, more detailed, you know, discussion around what is that we do in this stuff. But this is frozen for us. Opportunity-wise, yes, there's Indian Ethnic Snacks, which is also doing well. And for now, we are very, very small. So I don't think that now our role is to grow the category. Our role is just to eat into, you know, the share where the unorganized or the small players are there in these markets.
So you'll be competing with Indian players only in the different region, is it?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Priyank Chheda from Vallum Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted to cross-check, have you booked any PLI income in this quarter, and the numbers that you alluded to the receivables that you would be witnessing in FY24, 25, 23, if you can repeat that number again in terms of PLI?
No, so we have not booked PLI income as of now. So we'll book PLI income in last quarter of this year once we complete all the CapEx commitment.
And the expected amount is around 30 crores, correct, if I'm wrong?
For FI, so we'll book three year of PLI income, FI 22, 23 and 24. So amount will be close to 95-96 crore of close to this.
Okay, this will be a cumulative income for the 3 years.
Yeah, it will be part of other operating income for three.
Other operating income. And then, for the subsequent years, it will be around 45 crores per annum, right?
Yes.
Okay. So my next question is on the ethnic snacks as a category. Now, despite the increase in the distribution reach in the core market and the focus market, and given the Q3 was a festive season, what explains the ethnic snacks as a revenue in terms of absolute sales has remained flat?
Can you please elaborate or clarify the question again?
So my question is, on the ethnic snacks, quarter on quarter, we have seen sequentially the revenue sales has remained flat, right? Given the festive quarter, this sales should have grown at a much faster pace, right?
No, so, you know, gentlemen, if you look at it in terms of growth, so YOY growth, if we look at, you know, on ethnic snacks, is 15.36%. So I don't know where this flat number,
I'm referring to a sequential quarter, because YOY, the comparison becomes distorted because of the festive season moving in the previous quarter. So I'm just keeping a benchmark on the sequential basis.
Understood. Apologies, you know, for another thing. So let me tell you, you know, there's always, you know, if you see quarter two is high in terms of consumption, so there's a seasonality impact, right? And which is what it is. So therefore, it's always good to have a like-to-like, you know, look on this stuff.
Got it. And one more data keeping question. Advertisements expenses was 3% in this quarter, correct?
Yeah. See, this is the heaviest of all. So quarter two, quarter three is where most of our spend goes in. So yes, this quarter it was high.
And what would be the same number for the YTD?
So overall YTD, our target is to be at around close to
2%. 2%. And this would be the similar for the full year, right? 2%.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you once again to all the investors and the organizers for this call. Hope we were able to now answer any of the queries which came up. but we'll be glad to connect, you know, one-on-one, and just in case if there are any of the leftovers. Thanks once again for all your support and cooperation.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Essential Technologies Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.